Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. I can't figure out the weather. One day it's hot, one day that we have to have, you know, our longhouse on.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I know. It's so weird. It's like, you know, you're in this mind frame where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, we're not that far from Easter, and you know, Easter means, you know, springtime and warm, and you know, it's all good weather, and the bad nasty winter weather is behind us. But no, surprise. The calendar may say that we're a couple days into spring now, but the weather does not.
The weather does not know it in Texas.
No.
I mean, you know, we had snow flurries in Amarillo this week, so, I mean, what can I say?
Yeah.
You know, it's one day we had 70 degrees, one day we had 80. Then we had 35, 38. I mean, I don't know if we're going to survive this thing.
Well, see, now I want to say in a sarcastic way, well, you know, at least it's not snowing, but the way we're going, you might actually have some snow at the end of March. Who knows?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
The weather doesn't, something's happened to the weather. I mean, we've had every kind of weather since January that I can imagine.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine all this we're going through.
I know it. It's so strange. And then, you know, and enough of that will mess with your allergies.
And everybody tells me they've got allergies right now.
Yeah.
Really bad. And the weather, they'd come on and tell us, you know, what the ragweed is and what all this other allergy stuff is. And everything's blooming now, you know. I mean, in Ennis, you know, we've got the tulips are blooming, the lavender is blooming in the hill country. We've got all the beautiful flowers along the highway. I mean, this is flower season in Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the great painters, you know, have painted so many landscapes of all of our flowers. I think there's more paintings in Texas of flowers than any other thing, and they've sold for hundreds of thousands. Do you realize that?
I didn't realize it was that much, but I mean, gosh, they're gorgeous, so I can see that, sure.
Well, Salinas is one of our greatest painters in Texas. His paintings were selling for $25,000 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what a Salinas would cost, but I know I've been in art galleries, and they have all the blue bonnets. They have the steers. You know, Texas always does flowers, and they do windmills and, you know, the ranch houses. But they always have flowers in them, if you've noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there's always a field of flowers behind it. So flowers are an important thing in Texas. You'll see the painters out, you know, painting in these small towns. You can drive to these hill country locations, Fredericksburg, Wimberley, all these. You'll see these painters out painting in the fields.
Really? They actually, like,
yes,
do that? So, oh, I didn't.
They really do it. I mean, they go out on location. This is not from pictures.
Wow.
They're not doing a picture book. they actually go out, and they'll go to the windmills. They'll have horses, buffalo, you know, the different things. Even now, I know one of my buffalo paintings has got a few flowers in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize that they actually went out on site. I thought they just...
Well, yes.
Wow.
No, they're not using pictures. The really good painters go out. They go out to the locations and they sit for hours and hours and they paint. Like if it's steers, they're painting them from reality. Windmills,
wow.
You know, things like that. Now, there's some painters, that, like you say, they're just doing it off of a picture and enlarging it. But most painters, I know I have one that's got all this snow and a horse and an adobe building.
Ooh.
And then it's got the trees behind it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I've had it for many, many years. But I'm thinking all the painters that I've seen a lot of them out on location, you know, actually painting what they see.
Wow.
And we've got so many old towns. They've got these old, old buildings that people go and paint. You know, we have a lot of old forts, and people, you know, will paint the forts or things in the town that from 1800s, you know.
Jeez, yeah. I mean, that's when you have like those old, I guess, scenes, and it's an actual
right.
painter like painting them like in person. It just gives it a whole nother dimension. And don't you have a couple of Buffalo paintings?
Yes, I do.
Think you've talked about them before.
I do. The one that I love the most as a little calf with the mother, and then two male buffaloes, big buffaloes, and they're at the water hole fixing to get some water, and it shows it. There's not much water left.
Wow.
And then the mountains are in the background.
Oh, my gosh. I bet that's amazing.
Yeah. And I've had it for a lot of years. But used to, you could go to the small galleries in Texas, and you would find all these paintings. And, you know, they were wonderful. And you could buy them, you know, not a lot of money. And now if you went into a gallery and you saw the paintings on the wall, you would go into shock.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
there's so much money, it'll make you just cringe.
Wow.
Yeah.
You'd have to sell a couple of organs to to get them now.
To afford them, yeah. If you want real Western paintings, they are expensive.
Yeah. But boy, I tell you what, when you get an authentic one that was actually like, not just like a photo that was turned into a picture or something like that, but an actual authentic one, they're stunning. I mean, you just don't see things like that all the time. And I'm not an art connoisseur, but I would imagine they're kind of pretty rare. And so to get a good one, I think they're spectacular and they're special.
They are very special. And of course, I think everybody loves good painting, and you know, they'll shop for them and look for them. If you know the artist, it's even more important.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you can meet the artist. You know, they'll have the artist in to a gallery, and you can talk to him. You can buy their things, or you can go online and look up the different artists and see who's really good.
Wow. I mean, I would imagine probably having a painting and then being able to meet the artist, I would imagine that probably just gives it a different dimension. Even just like just meeting them or hearing them talk about it or something like that, I would imagine it's probably even more spectacular than just the painting itself, which all by itself is amazing. But to hear stories behind it and just to meet them.
And meet the artist.
Oh, yeah.
And see how he came up with the idea. I think it's really a great idea. It means something a lot more than just looking at the painting. If he can tell you where he painted it, what part of Texas, and how he came up with the idea.
Yeah. I mean, that would give it a whole nother dimension that you just can't get it from any other. I mean, even if you were to watch a TV show about it, it's still not the same. And that would be really, really cool, I would think. Meet them.
And some of the artists that I have paintings by have passed away now.
Oh, wow.
And, yes. And the one painter that I loved, he couldn't read and write.
Oh, really?
He could paint the most beautiful paintings in the world. And he became pretty famous in Texas anyway. And then his daughter took up painting. And she's very good also. And she does windmills and cattle, Herefords. I mean, she does some beautiful paintings also. And again, she's going to have, you know, the flowers in there in the painting.
Wow. See, now that's
she
really, really
beautiful
cool.
Wildflowers, yes.
Now, I bet she's got a lot of talent.
I think she is very talented.
Wow.
Texas has a lot of talented, talented painters. And if we can get if we are lucky enough to buy some of their paintings, I think it's really a great thing.
Yeah. And not only do we have talented painters, but we've got, you know, all these landscapes and scenery and interesting things that they paint. I mean, they don't have to make it up. They can, like, actually go to real places that we have. And when they can put them down on a canvas like that, I mean, it really kind of makes it, a lot of, like, places will have, like, your generic stuff. You'll see in, like, your, buildings downtown, and, yeah, okay, downtown is downtown, and office buildings are office buildings, and, you know, a tree is a tree, but it seems like we have some different types of landscape that you can't find everywhere, and so to have those put down on canvas like that is really, really cool.
Well, and I love when you see the old buildings in a painting. You know, they've gone out to these old towns, and these buildings are falling apart. And they'll do a painting of this building, you know, with just half of the building there.
Yeah.
You know, and the building is, it shows it's half of it's gone. And I love all that because, you know, they were actually on location to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, they can see detail in person that you can't see, in like a photograph. You know, so that kind of transfers over to the painting itself. And, you know, I would imagine there's not a whole lot of paintings that are done anymore because most people, you know, take, you know, photos, whether, you know, it's professional photos with professional equipment or just like your phone. And so people, you know, just they're into photographs. And so I think probably the painting art itself as a whole is probably starting to maybe fade away. So to hang on to that and have people that are still doing it, is kind of keeping a lost art alive, I would guess.
And different regions have different types of paintings, you know?
Mm.
I was just thinking about that. You know, Central Texas, West Texas, and North Texas is going to have different landscapes, different things that you would paint. And a lot of people do people, you know, and that's really hard.
Yeah.
If you're doing people. Whether it's an old West or a modern person, it takes really, really talent to do faces.
Yeah. I mean, just to capture emotion, that's very, very difficult. And so that's, I mean, I can really appreciate when people paint people and they capture emotion like that. I mean, that's a tough thing to do. But really,
and I love the sunsets. A sunset is probably one of the prettiest paintings in the world.
Yes. Yes.
I love sunsets.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Golly. It amazes me. I mean, I know color is color. You know, red is red, blue is blue, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when you have a really good painting of a sunset, to create the different, because you have to kind of mix your colors a little bit, and there's different layers of different colors, and to be able to put all that together and capture the vibrant, magical colors of a sunset, but do it in a painting form, I mean, that takes a lot of talent. It's not as easy as what people think. You know, just slap some orange on a thing and call it a sunset.
It takes a long time to get good at painting, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think you would have to practice and really work at the craft to get it right.
Yeah.
Even blue bonnets. If you're going to do a field of blue bonnets, you know, that's hard work.
Yeah.
It might sound easy, but it's not.
Mm-mm. It's really not. And there's so much detail that has to be in there, and the colors have to be just right, or it won't look like a blue bonnet. And, you know, the shading of, you know, the different, you know, like in more intense color here, and then a little bit less here. And then it's just, I mean, it's really, really hard to do. And so I have a lot of respect for people that can pull that off. Golly, that's just,
but we know they're very smart, don't we?
Yeah, we should have been painters.
That's right, we should have been painters.
Wow.
Unless you become famous, you can't make a living.
You really can't, no.
Yeah, I mean, you got to become famous. You got to be good. You got to be number one almost.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So since most of us can't sell the paintings we painted when we were five and make a living, we rely on investments and things like that. So what are some of the highlights from this week? Is there any?
Well, you know, we've had several policies that it's end of the year for them, and we're just getting what the earnings were. And the earnings that I saw this week on policies was right at 10%.
Really?
Just a little bit under. But I saw several people that made a lot of money.
Wow.
And that was very encouraging to me. On $1 million, they made about $96,000.
Wow. That is
so
fantastic.
I was impressed.
Yeah. Golly, that's good. That's great. And these are all just, these are the end of the year numbers that are just now coming in?
Yes, end of the year numbers. And then on the life settlements, a man sent us a little message and he said, well, how much did I make on that policy? So Flint showed him that it was a 12-month policy. It only went 6 months. So on $50,000, you know, he made like $15,000, and if you figure it out, you know, if you figure it out on an annual basis, it was 40%.
Oh, wow.
If you did it, you know, if you did an annual deal on it. But if you can make money, that kind of money, and it comes in 6 months, you're not ever going to go broke.
Yeah.
You're going to do good.
Yeah, and you don't ever have to worry about losing anything either. So
that's exactly right.
God.
Different than the stock market, our earnings are good this year. People are making money. It's just amazing to me when I send the year-end statements that they're so good right now.
Wow. I mean, yeah, you look at those numbers when they came in, and every year, I mean, they're always impressive, you know, just anyway, just because of the way the whole investment is designed. It's not like you're going to wake up, you know, in the middle of the night and all of a sudden lose your principal and all that. I mean, it's all these types of conservative investments are designed to protect the principal. So you don't have to worry about losing everything. But, you know, especially when we're in a situation now where, you know, like things like the stock market are dragging the other way, and then you see, you know, the profits that people made for the previous year. It just kind of like it really showcases the difference, I guess, the how one is maybe I guess it's as plain as black and white, right in front of your face on a spreadsheet in hard numbers. And so this is really a great time to compare and contrast and see those numbers and the profits that people have made. It's great.
Well, what I love is, you know, you come along all year, you're making money, and then it locks in. But if you're coming along and you've got in the stock market and it goes down, you don't get that profit.
Mm-mm.
That profit goes away. And this profit, it comes along all year, it locks it in. It doesn't matter what happens at the end of the year. You're going to get paid.
Yeah.
But in the stock market, it comes along. If it has a dip, then you that money goes back down, and this doesn't go down. It's got a stop lock on it, where that if the market goes down, this doesn't go down because it's not directly in the stock market. It's an index annuity. It's the best way to go. All the improvements that they've made all the years, that's one of the greatest ones, is an index annuity.
You know, and it seems like, you know, when you take out the, you still have, let's see, how do you put this? You have the excitement of the stock market, but you have the stopgap so that if the market goes down, your investment doesn't go down. The annuity holds strong and steady. You don't have to worry about any kind of a massive loss of you know, like everything that you have, you know, but if the stock market goes up, the annuity goes up. So it's like it mirrors the stock market, but it's never in it. Am I saying that the right way?
That's exactly right. It's not directly ever in the stock market. So we don't have to worry about losses. That's the most important thing. You can invest, you can make money. You know, I think it'll do is better than the stock market in the end because of the stop gap. Because if the market goes down, we don't go down. The market goes down, you lose. You made money all year, then it goes down, then you've lost.
Yeah.
So this doesn't happen to you. Your principal's always on target. Your principal never goes down. That's the most important thing in life. If you lose your principal, you don't have anything to invest with.
No.
So the principal is the most important thing you've got. You need to keep it safe because, you know, in these times, we don't know what's going to happen. The world's not always just straight arrow. You know, sometimes there's these dadgum dips that we don't want to be involved in, but we are. So an annuity is the safest thing on earth as far as I know. And then if you make sure you're with a big company, that's important. You want an A-rated company. You want one that's been around a long time. And there's a lot of choices, but everybody is different. And the ones we represent, you know, if you die, the heirs can take it all lump sum. Some annuity products, you have to take a payout. I mean, it's the only way they'll do it is that they make you take a five-year payout in order to get all your money back. Not with ours. Ours, it's instant. If you die, you can take the whole thing out.
Really? I guess I didn't yes. realize that some of them you had to spread it out.
Several of them you have to take a five-year payout or you don't get all your money back.
Huh. Wow.
That's not that way with these. These, your money is yours at the end of the trail. If you pass away, the heirs can write and ask for it all right then, and they can get it.
Wow.
And there's not a penalty for that. There's no penalty. You're going to get 100%. But I know of a couple of companies, at the end of the deal, you're not going to get all your money if you don't take a five-year payout.
Wow. I don't know that maybe we haven't talked about it or haven't really spent much time talking about it in any way, but I guess I didn't realize that there was that big of a difference.
It's that big a difference, yes.
Wow.
And the way these companies invest is the safest, smartest way in the world. And they improve them all the time. They're always making changes. They'll take one index out and replace it if it doesn't perform like they think it should. And these are performing great right now, the best I've seen them perform.
Wow.
And then they still got the bonus for us. You know, we thought that was going away.
Yeah.
Not only did it not go away this summer like we thought it was going, they added one point to it. So it's 14% right now. I mean, if you can get a 14% bonus first year right up front added to your policy, and then whatever it makes during the year, you get that too. So it's a win situation. And then the second and third year, if you add money to it, you get a bonus second year and third year. So, I mean, it's the greatest of all worlds.
Yeah.
Annuities are safe. You know, I would put my grandmother in an annuity.
I mean, this is just like, it seems profit over profit over profit, you know, between, you know, the spectacular bonus, because that's money right up front. Before anything even starts, you got 14% profit, boom, from the very beginning. And then on top of it, like he was talking about, with, you know, anything that the actual annuity actually makes, you get that as well. And we're talking about compound interest, which is just, I mean, that's like the greatest thing that there ever was, right?
And then it's tax deferred. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That is the biggest thing of all.
Wow.
You don't pay taxes every year like you do on mutual funds and other things. This is tax deferred until you take it out. So it's great for an IRA. It's great for a joint account. Doesn't matter. You don't pay taxes till we start sending you the interest.
Yeah.
And if you let it just accumulate for several years, it's going to be worth even more if you're not taking anything out the first few years.
Yeah, it's just money on top of money.
It is. It's interest on top of interest. And it's compound interest. So I can't find anything bad about an annuity.
Yeah. I mean, they might be kind of, I guess it's not like going to the dog track where there's like that kind of like excitement. But I think people are pretty much kind of over that. And they're just in a place where it's just like, you know, I don't want to lose money anymore. And then when you could be in a place where you're just not just losing, but you're thriving and making money when many people, you know, like in the stock market, they're losing money hand over fist. And with an annuity, you're just making money on making money and making money. And it seems like a win-win on every level. It almost seems like one of those things where I don't know why anybody isn't in some kind of an annuity on some level. It's just that.
I can't either. And anybody that's, you know, 45 years up and older should have an annuity. If you don't have a retirement plan, an annuity is perfect retirement plan.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll get you there. And then it'll give you lifetime income. You can take lifetime income out of it. There's just so many things, so many choices with an annuity that you don't have with other investments. And we're not paying 2% a year for somebody to manage the account.
Yeah.
And if you were in the stock market, we hadn't thought about that. When they manage your account, you know, it's 1-2%.
That's a good point. You know, and anything like that, that, you know, anytime there's a fee or a charge or, you know, something where you're losing 1-2%, it's just like, okay, you might make a little, but, you know, you're losing things unnecessarily. And with an annuity, you don't have that. And so it's all profit. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, if you don't pay somebody, that's like making money, really.
Yeah.
When you're not having to pay all these fees. And I hadn't thought about that, but that's true. If you're in the stock market, you've got to pay the broker 1-2%, depending on how much of a portfolio you have. And they have these high-class deals. And if you're in that deal there, well, it's 1%. You're in this other, it's 2%. But you're paying for mutual funds and things like that. You have to pay to do it.
I mean, my gosh, I know we've talked about annuities for a long time, and I know we've highlighted all the great aspects of it, but I didn't even think about the broker thing on top of it. And so it's just, there's another great aspect about an annuity. So it did just keep getting better and better. And there's what, 14, is there 14-ish?
About 14 choices. And I've got it narrowed down for the year, the way I've been doing it. So I've got it narrowed down. What's profitable? What's the most profitable? What is the best way to go? So that's what we're doing now. And it's working. I've seen the statements this week, and they are great.
Yeah. Yeah. To see those hardcore numbers like that, I mean, that just really kind of puts all the things that we think and we talk about and, you know, we have a hunch and a suspicion. We now know that those things are actually working. And so the things that you've been doing to see the actual final numbers like that, now you've got data to back it all up. And that's really, really cool. So it's not just a guess. It's not just a, well, maybe if, and, you know, if this, then that kind of thing. It's hardcore numbers and it is working. So it's a great option for people who, you know, want something conservative, don't want a whole lot of involvement because you don't have to get up in the middle of the night, see if you have anything left, because you know you do. You don't have to like move and buy and sell and trade, and there's not a lot of things. It's just basically set it and forget it. It's mailbox money, essentially. Is that a good, can we put it that way, or is
that's
that
right? That's what it is.
Yeah,
it works. Your principal's always safe, and that is the first thing you need to write down. My principal's safe.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, and look at your other investments and say, is my principal safe every day? If it's not, mark those out, get it done.
Yeah. For years, the focus that you've always been, you know, highlighting is the fact that, you know, you always have to protect your principal. And this is annuities are a great way to do that. And it doesn't take any effort to do it either. So it's a spectacular win for everybody. And then on the other hand, for conservative investments, you've got life settlements, which is also something that doesn't change with the stock market. So no matter what happens.
Again, it's an insurance product, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't want to use the word, what's the best word? Conservative, maybe? Protected?
It is conservative.
You know, so it's not affected by anything, you know, the weird that might happen. So if, you know, if there's a, you know, a full-blown recession, or if there's a full-blown depression, or maybe just an or a downturn, or something happens overseas, or, you know, all these different things affect so many different investments, but these variables are non-existent with a life settlement. You literally, you get in the policy, and then when it matures, you get paid. It's pretty much that simple, right?
That's right. And what I love about a life settlement is it's a life insurance product. You know, we're buying policies on somebody that has a life insurance policy that they need to sell because they have cancer. And we try to do all cancer policies. Sometimes we'll do something that's not cancer. Maybe they've got a heart that is so bad they need a transplant, but they don't qualify for transplant. So we'll do one. I think we've done one or two heart deals, but that's it in all these years, 14 years. What I love is, you know, the insurance company is going to pay when this person dies. They bought the life insurance policy, and it's guaranteed. They're going to pay. So when these people pass away from cancer, we send in the claim. The claim comes back. The cash comes to Nevada Trust. Nevada Trust puts it in their account. It's just pretty simple. And we bid on these policies every day. We've managed to pick up two this week. We've already got them filled. I mean, that's how it goes.
Wow.
We're bidding on some other policies now. We hope to get those. We hope we get them this next week. So we buy the policy, then we let our clients know, here is this policy. We'd like for you to go in. This is how much we'd like for you to put in. Look at it and see if you want to do it. So they have all the health information. They know that it's, let's say it's 24 months. So they know that they're going to make maybe 30% on that.
Yeah. I mean,
then we've escrowed the premiums. The premiums are escrowed. If it's 24 months, we've probably escrowed for 32 months, you know, an extra 12 months. So that we've given them that protection on it. So then all they have to do is sit back and wait. Then we let them know when it matured, the people have passed away, they're going to get paid. And then we get the certified death certificate and get it on its way where they can get paid.
I mean, all those things that you were just the checklist of advantages, you're not going to get anything like that in the stock market, because stock, you not only do you not know what you're going to make, you may not make anything at all. But with a life settlement,
it's a gamble.
Yeah.
And this is not a big gamble, because first of all, it's a life insurance policy. You know, you'll get paid. You know, they're going to give you your money back. So, you know, that you know, that what kind of cancer it is. You know which ones have been coming in early, and if they've been with us a while, they know which ones are doing the best. So they know that we're buying policies that are short term. We're not doing 5 years, 6 years. You know, we're trying to do up to 34 months.
Yeah. So we're talking about, you know, shorter terms, so people, because, you know, you see these commercials all the time, and these people, you know, will buy these policies, and Mama and Papa are out, you know, traveling the country and seeing the grandkids and whatever, and, you know, it could be 40 years before those policies ever mature, and so those are not the ones that you're buying, and so you're not even looking at them. When they come across your desk, you just flat out reject them. So you're looking at shorter maturities, and you're also looking at, you know, the type of investment where it's never going to be discounted based on any kind of condition, and they always have the reserves on hand, so you don't even have to worry about that. I mean, it's such a well mapped out, a well informed type of investment, and I can't think of anything else where you can get that much information up front and have it be that accurate.
It's got a good profit.
Yeah.
You know, the profit is great on it. I mean, I don't know of anything you can make this kind of money and do it safely.
Yeah.
You know, without a lot of risk. So, you know, this takes the risk out. We're not paying a broker $50,000 to do business, you know?
Yeah, there's that broker thing again.
So, you know, we bid on the policies. We don't get every one of them, especially the first of the year. It's always a little tough because there's so many people wanting policies. Then it starts getting better, and it's getting better now in March than in February. So we're bidding on a lot of policies. I probably have 6 million in policy bids out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we bid a lot, and they're all like $2 million. But I did buy 2 small policies this week, and they're already gone.
Wow.
People bought them real quick.
I would imagine.
So our investors are looking for policies. They're waiting for policies. We're getting them in as quick as we can. We're bidding hard, and, you know, we try to get the best of the best.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, you go through these with a fine-tooth comb, and if there's anything that looks weird or funny or fishy, you may call and get some more information. But in the end, if it doesn't pass the, the threshold.
The legal threshold.
Yeah, exactly. You're just going to reject it. And it's not like you're just out there taking things willy-nilly. You know, no matter what, you always have investors' best interest in mind. Because, I mean, even sometimes, you know, when there's availability, if there's availability, you'll get in these policies as well. So you not only talk the talk, but you walk the walk yourself. And that's
right. Lots of times I'm in the policies. I'm in a couple right now. I'm in big on one. And so I'm wanting it. I'm just like everybody else. I'm anxious for it to come in. You know? I'm very anxious. So that's what we're waiting on now, is a couple of them that are big policies that we need them to come in.
Yeah, and if the availability in the market isn't there, you don't sacrifice the quality of what you're looking for. And so,
no, we don't.
That's just, I mean, that's...
We want the best policies we can get because we want them to come in as promised.
Yeah.
We want to turn the money, to get more money for the clients, to get that interest coming in for them.
How much, and I used to remember the number, but over the years, all of the years combined, what is it like? Is it like 20 million or something?
I think it's about 200 million.
200 million. Oh, see, that's a lot of profit over the years, you know.
I mean, it is a lot of profit.
So, yeah, if anybody's looking for anything conservative, if you know, and I imagine probably you're getting calls from new investors who are saying, you know, I've kind of hit the threshold for what I can lose in the stock market, and my nerves can't take it anymore, and I'm not sure what's going to happen next. You know, can you throw me a life raft? And then I would imagine that's when people start looking into life settlements, annuities. This is probably a time right now where these types of conservative investments are probably going to start to skyrocket just because of the uncertainty and all of what's been going on. So I would imagine this is a good time for people to get into something like this. And that's what it's all
it
about.
It is the best time in the world. You know, it's conservative. It's just going to rock a straight round. Their principles say, and a lot of times, people are getting ready to change jobs. This is a perfect time to come over to us. We can roll their 401k over to an IRA. Let's say they're leaving the job completely. It's a good time to roll over to us. We have people do it every day. Or if you're selling your business, let's say you're selling your business and you need a place to invest the money and to get out of the stock market. You've been there long enough. You're getting older now and you don't want to take the risk. So now's the time to roll this over to us. It's easy. It's painless. You just write a check for it. It goes right to Nevada Trust. It always goes to the bank. The bank handles all the money. They handle every dime of your money. They guard your money. That's the other thing. We have all these safety features. You know, the bank guards your money. The bank doesn't let anybody do anything to your account unless you sign. And they will call you and ask you.
And that's
so
a great
thing. It's the best of all worlds. And they get interest on their account when it's in cash in the bank. They're always getting like 4% on it.
Just for sitting there.
How many banks just say, you don't have a CD or anything, but we'll pay you while your money's in our bank?
I don't know of any. I mean, that's pretty good.
And, Nevada Trust has won every kind of award in the world, like the best business in Nevada, everything in the world. And they've been in business like 27 years.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, we've known them a long time. They've been in ever since we started in business, let's see, 14 years ago on this, we've banked with them.
I would imagine that it's also a really big thing. It is for me anyway. I would imagine for investors, they feel the same way. But the fact that there's an actual person there, and it's not just a general call center, and you're passed off to a department after department, and you're transferred all over the place, and you know, you may get one person today and somebody else tomorrow. And I would imagine that just the fact that anytime something happens or something's being transferred, there is a person that you can talk to, and they will call and verify, like, over the phone, just to make sure.
Vice President Philip Kingman.
Yep.
Philip is always on the phone to us or to the clients. Everybody should know him. They've talked to him over the years. And it's the same person. It's the Vice President of the company. It always takes your calls.
Yeah.
And he returns calls. He sends out messages. So it's not some clerk. It's the Vice President of the bank.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's a big deal, you know.
It is a big deal. We're dealing with the head of the bank. We're not dealing with, you know, some clerk that may be there today and not tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have the best of all worlds. We protect people's money by a safe investment first. Then we protect their money by having it at the bank and having the bank handle the account. We do not touch your account. The bank handles it. And when we want to do something, we have to send the bank a message. We have permission from this person to move their money over here, and they'll verify.
Yeah. I mean, and you can't beat secure transactions and personal verification. There's just nothing like that on earth.
I love it that we do business different than any other life settlement company. They all have the money come to them. Money does not come to us. The checks are always made to Nevada Trust.
Yeah.
Every day of the world.
I mean, it's one thing to have a great investment that's conservative and people are consistently making money, but it takes it to a whole new level when you have this kind of security and this kind of protection. It adds a personal touch and still, adds a level of safety, I guess, that people, you know, you don't find that every day. And so I would imagine it's a great deal for investors as well.
And in this day and time, you need safety. You need safety of your principal and every way that you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a win-win on every level. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Well, we're going to talk about Fort Stockton.
Cool.
Now, we've talked about it before, but I have a special reason to talk about it. I want to remind you of the Roadrunner. Pisano Pete in Fort Stockton. You know, I don't know if you remember this. Pisano Pete is 11 foot by 22 foot. Pisano Pete was the biggest roadrunner in the world at one time. And, you know, they did this in 1980, and it was kind of a gimmick. The mayor, Gene Cummings, said, you know, we need something to keep people's attention. What can we do? And they said, well, there's all these roadrunners everywhere you look, you know. That's going to be our mascot. So they got Pisano Pete as the town mascot. And it was the biggest in the world till a few years ago, and somebody in New Mexico made one larger. So now it's the second largest. But the reason I'm talking about Fort Stockton is the reason today. I want to remind people, when you go to Fort Stockton, you know, there's the old fort, the old jail, the cemetery. Now, a lot of people do all these cemeteries and look up the famous people there. And sometimes it's relatives, and sometimes it's somebody from the 1800s that they've heard about, and that famous person, you know, is in that cemetery. But Fort Stockton started out in the 1800s, and as you know, the fort was there. They fought off Indians. They fought everybody there. So a lot of things happened, but there's a lot of things to do and see in Fort Stockton. But my real reason today is talking about it is the Big Bend Open Road Race.
Ooh.
It's the most challenging road race in the world. In the world.
Wow.
And it's coming to Fort Stockton. And the dates are April 23rd through the 26th.
April 26th.
It's 100 miles an hour unlimited.
Really?
Now, you know, with the roads there, you know, the dangerous roads there, everybody can call it a scenic highway if you want to. But it's the most challenging road race, and I can understand that. Because you know what the roads are like out there.
Yeah.
But it's flat out, 118-mile stretch between Fort Stockton and Sanderson.
Wow.
And it is a challenging road. The curves, all the elevation changes. In Big Bend, you know how that gets.
Oh, yeah.
But they're saying unlimited, 100 miles an hour to unlimited.
Really?
And they say there'll be drivers there with all experience levels. Let me tell you something. You better be really into racing if you're going to do this, because those roads out there are something else. The curves, the elevations in Big Bend, oh, my gosh. But this is going to be something to see. Anybody that likes car racing, this is for you.
Yeah. And this is not one of those things where you cannot be a novice and do this.
That's right. You don't need to be a novice, because you're going to end up in a ditch. Yeah. Or something worse than that. And they say, they stress that they've got strict requirements there, and I don't know how that's going to work out. They have a lot of inspections, and then they're going to have a lot of support from law enforcement and emergency personnel. They're going to need a personnel from emergencies. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah. Wow.
But there'll be a lot of people. That's why I talked about the road race and things you can do and see. But you need to go to this race if you're a race enthusiast at all, because it's going to be worth the time and money, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I can just see in West Texas, it'll be a lot over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Unlimited. I mean, just the fact that this is unlimited, it's like they've just removed any and all, I don't want to say regulations.
Barriers. There's barriers. No barriers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's open as fast as you can go. And I'm anxious to see what cars are going to come to participate in this great race. But it's the Big Bend Open Road Race.
Wow.
So it's open to all cars, all qualities. If you think you can win this thing, this is the place to be.
Jeez. And this is what, April 23rd? So we're looking at...
through the 26th.
Wow. So it's only like a month away.
It's a month away. That's why I wanted to tell everybody about it, because they need to get prepared for this. If you love car racing at all, this is the thing to see.
Oh, God.
Because it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah. This is like the Mac Daddy. This is like, I mean, it's one thing to, you know, to go around in a circle, you know, and
that's
whatnot.
Right.
But, boy, you got to have, to be able to navigate something like this, you got to have some special talent. And this is not
If you're going 100 miles an hour down these roads, I don't know if you're going to make it all the way. You may not even make it. We need experienced race car drivers for this.
Yeah.
Because there's no limits. There's really not a lot of rules on it.
Yeah.
I can't find any rules for this at all.
It's almost
it's open road race.
It's the difference between like boxing and a street fight.
That's right. This is a street fight type of deal. And it says it's going to be thrilling. It will be thrilling to see how many people finish the race and still have a car put together. That's going to be the deal. Is your car still put together after all this?
Wow. This is this is awesome. This is going to be amazing. This is like, I mean, like no rules pretty much. And it's just like,
no rules. you know, when the flag goes down, you're on your own.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, this is going to be worth the show, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, my word. This is like, I don't want to say it's a once in a lifetime because it may be more than once, but golly.
It's going to be like Le Mans in Paris. You know, the Le Mans race, it goes on and on and over mountains and hills.
Yeah.
This is it. With all the curves and the terrain out there, we know the terrain. If you're from Texas, you know the road.
Yeah. Oh, my God, so, just the terrain itself is challenging. And then
that's what's going to be so challenging. And, of course, if a roadrunner runs in front of you, forget it. if something crosses the road, a wily coyote, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you'll never make it.
No.
So it's going to be interesting to see who wins this thing.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be interesting.
It's a three-day race.
Yeah, if you finish, that'll be a miracle itself.
That's going to be the deal. If you finish, you've done something right there.
Yeah, you should get some kind of recognition just for finishing in one piece.
That's right. If they see your car's in one piece, you're still in it, it'll be a miracle.
Wow.
Because there's no limit to how fast you can go. There's no limit.
Yeah. And for
100 plus.
Man, I mean, if you're a speed junkie or you're a racing fan, I mean, this is what we've been literally waiting for, you know.
That's it. It's going to be spectacular. Everybody needs to get their binoculars because you might want to get back a little ways.
Yeah. Don't get too close. Something can go wrong in a hurry.
That's right. Out there on this highway, anything can go wrong. As my greatest fear is something crossing the highway.
Yeah. My goodness.
I mean, out in West Texas, something can go wrong like that.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, it's not like it's an enclosed, controlled environment. It's, I mean, you're
out
there.
No, it's not. It's just wide open, wide open space. And we know that road, so anything could go wrong.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great race. It's a great time. Texas is lucky to have this. Because, like you say, it's not a control race in a little circle. And it's not like all other races. Only in Texas could you do this.
Oh, yeah.
You realize that?
Golly. I mean, to have this much open space and just to be able to do it, you know that people are going to, I mean, they're going to blow the roof off 100 miles an hour in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm anxious to see what drivers are going to come and drive in this race.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to show? So I think it'll be some world class drivers, hopefully, that show up, you know.
Oh.
So I think it'll be it's going to be worth the time and effort to go and watch this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is something. Yeah, my Monday I'm putting in for some days off. I'm going to see this.
You need to. there'll be a lot of people there, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is such a spectacular, maybe once in a lifetime thing. I'm thrilled. This is going to be awesome. April 23rd through the 26th.
Sixth.
Wow. This is going to be cool. And I mean, it's been a long time since, you know, you've been over to Fort Stockton anyway. So, I mean, it's
that's right. That's why I wanted to remind everybody, you know, about the other things like Pisano Pete, because you're going to have some time on your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, you'll have some time on your hands.
Yeah. Take in the fort, the jail, you know, see all the stuff that maybe has been a while and then
that's
enjoy
right.
this
it's
thing.
Been a while since they've been over there. And they need to get the best seat they can and figure out where on the mileage they want to sit. and watch this thing.
Wow. This is going to be awesome. Oh, my. And we've got time to plan for it, too, which is really cool.
That's right. That's why I wanted to tell everybody early. I wanted to lead up to it kind of slow, you know.
Yeah,
you can't start with Pisano Pete.
you got to ease into something like that. I mean, we could explode. It's too
That's
much.
That's right.
Too
I didn't
fast.
Want to just come right out and sell it. You know, I wanted to give it some time. Oh my gosh!
Wow, a Big Bend open road race. I'm thrilled. I'm so excited for this. This is going to be awesome. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Wow, talk about a road race throwdown.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. All right, before we wrap, we spent quite a bit of time talking about annuities. Are there any qualifications or any risks or anything that...
There's really no risk because your principal is always safe. The qualifications, you must have emergency money. You have to have money in your bank. You can't be almost broke and put 100% in an annuity. You've got to leave money for emergencies. And we go over all that. I go over what your income is, what your liabilities are, what your net worth is, and we check all that.
It's a little bit different with a life settlement. There are some qualifications. You do need to be accredited. So that
you must
means...
be accredited. That means you must make $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million, and that is without your home.
Okay.
So that is an accreditation.
What about risks? There's two.
Okay, the greatest risk is if it goes over, you'll have to pay premium. So up front, we tell you what the premium is. We tell you what the risk will be on that. It's usually very, very small, amount. The other thing is it is not liquid until it matures.
Okay. And considering the fact that people are accredited, it's not really that big of a deal, but people do need to know that. And so you're up front
they
about
that.
They
need to know it, yes.
How long does it take to get into either one? So if somebody, you know, they're looking around, they want to make some changes, how long would it take to get in, set up, and
okay,
all that?
It depends. If it's a cash account going in, you and your wife or yourself, you write a check, it's pretty quick. Now, if it's coming from a 401k, a stock account, it can take up to 12 days.
Okay. Either way, it's really a fast process is what it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, it is very fast.
All right. And this is a good time to get into either one, annuities or life settlements. So
it's a good time to transfer your money, start a new account. Maybe you've never invested, just sitting in a CD. CDs come due. Let's move it over and get you making some money.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so for people to get started, get more information, they do need to come make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's American Financial Midland.com. Got a lot of great information on it.